the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Being your own boss is part of the American dream, but there are many steps to setting up shop. Today, I have Brian Kincaid as my guest. He is the Business Incubator Coordinator at the Robert W. Plaster Center for Free Enterprise and Business Development at Missouri State University. He's here to discuss the E-Factory and the upcoming dedication at this facility.
A business incubator is a program designed to support the successful development of entrepreneurial companies, and this is done through an array of business support resources and services offered both in the incubator and through its network of contacts. It's a place to create and cultivate a community, a sense of collaboration between businesses. And what we see is when we developed a sense of shared knowledge and shared understanding between entrepreneurs, there's a lot of synergy and collaboration that can take place, and it's that dialogue that really helps us create an entrepreneurial community. And this plays really well into one of the trends in economic development that we see both locally and nationally, and that is an orientation toward developing an entrepreneurial community. So the E-Factory, in this way, is part of a larger narrative in what we're trying to accomplish here in Springfield.
There are several business incubator programs throughout the state. However, the E-Factory serves as the only one in this region. Kincaid explains several other differentiating qualities of the E-Factory.
The E-Factory is a technology-focused small business incubator and entrepreneurial development center. It's focused on assisting businesses from idea to job creation, from startup to stability. And in that way, we have a lot of unique opportunities. When we talk about an incubator model, we provide shared resources, we provide leased space for companies, but that's really not where the value add is. The E-Factory brings together many of the region's economic development and business development groups to create an ecosystem of support that includes two university departments, the Small Business and Technology Development Center, as well as the Management Development Institute, but also community groups who we've worked with in the past that offer some services that we can't reach. And those are the Missouri Procurement Technical Assistance Center, Missouri Enterprise, SCORE, and even the Springfield Angel Network. It's this integrated model that really kind of sets us apart from some other examples, and we've been recognized for that by the state. The Missouri Department of Economic Development has a small business incubator certification program, and as part of that program, there are tax credits available. And we were lucky enough to be recognized with that distinction, both for certification and tax credits. At the Governor's Conference on Economic Development, the E-Factory and the Plaster Center Project were issued the Community and Economic Redevelopment Award for the year 2013. It's quite an honor to be recognized in that capacity, and for that we appreciate both the Missouri Department of Economic Development and the Governor's Office.
The E-Factory at the Plaster Center assists entrepreneurs in the early stage of business. It features 20,000 square feet of leasable space, including 150 square foot offices, 550 square foot office suites, and 800 to 2,500 square foot labs and manufacturing space. Kincaid tells us more.
The incubator itself does have an industry focus. So we look at companies to locate with us who are in the industries of advanced or light manufacturing, medical device and health services, logistics and supply chain management, specifically in that regard, companies that relate to the technology or process orientation of logistics. And then we have a group that we call technology, and we've defined technology as software, IT, agritech, and energy solutions. Anybody who locates with us will fall within one of those industry sectors. And right now we see a lot of companies shifting toward the software orientation. There's a lot of energy and availability in those ideas and development. And so we've created kind of a niche market for ourselves in that regard. A lot of the support groups that we have in the building with us, the SBTDC, MDI, SCORE, are not limited to those industry orientations. So we actually have at the E-Factory the availability and capacity to assist businesses in a much wider swath.
A dedication ceremony for the Robert W. Plaster Center for Free Enterprise and Business Development will be held on October 3rd at 10:30 a.m. The open house that follows the dedication will be a great time to tour the facility and take pride in the formation of Idea Commons.
The event on October 3rd is an opportunity for us to celebrate the departments and programs located in the Plaster Center. And those are the E-Factory Business Incubator, the Cooperative Engineering Program with Missouri University of Science and Technology, and the University's Printing and Postal Department. But more than that, it's an opportunity for us to thank and congratulate all of the members of the community and university who made this project possible. By no means is this an exhaustive list, but we are happy to invite and welcome the Economic Development Administration and thank them for their vision and investment in this project of $2.75 million. We're also very happy to thank the Plaster family for their generous contribution to the project and all the community groups that really helped to make this a possibility. We are excited about the possibilities of the programs in this facility and its contribution to the larger Idea Commons vision.
That was Brian Kincaid. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.